So as we get towards the end of the bracha of Achzareinu b'shuva shleima lefanecha, first things first, Lev Simcha, the Ger Rebbe, says that once we've done tshuva, once Hashem has helped us return, and we've used our free choice to go through the process of tshuva, then we can stand in front of Hashem again. Then we're lefanecha. We're in front of Hashem. We can be mekabel pnei Hashchina. We can perceive Hashem. We're close. We're attached. We're connected. What's amazing, the Sfasemis points out, if we're staying within the school of thought of Ger, that all of these middle brachas of the Amidah, these are all things that we're requesting that are necessary on an ongoing basis, and they change, the circumstances change on an ongoing basis. For example, parnasa or health or all of these different things that we're davening for. These are the dvarim yuchadim shemischad shemachal yom, he says. You know, these are unique things that change every single day. And that's why you need to daven for them every day. And every day Hashem opens up pathways and gateways in heaven to allow the shefa, the abundance flow of goodness to come down to us. And therefore, he says, that's why all of these bakashos, all of these requests in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, end off Baruch Atah Hashem. Because really, you could just have stopped there. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, V'Karveinu Malkeinu Avedisecha, V'Chazreinu B'Shuvah Shneim Alfanecha. End off. Why do you need to say Baruch Atah Hashem, Haroitze B'Shuvah? And the answer is, we are blessing Hashem. Because every single day, He is opening new pathways to enable this to happen. Every single day, Hashem is giving this bracha to the world. And every single day, the opportunities exist for us to avail ourselves of them. So Baruch Atah Hashem is a recognition that Hashem, who is the source of all brachas, has put it into the world right now. So you're the Baruch Atah Hashem, means you're the source of all blessing. And you are creating this pathway to tshuva. It's you, Hashem. You, Hashem, directly. And Rashi says, when we say the bracha of Haretz B'Shuva, if a person wants to do tshuva and become a Baal Tshuva, ma'arich b'Haretz B'Shuva, then extend or take your time on this bracha of Haroitze B'Shuva. And it's interesting, Rashi doesn't say Marich B'Hashiveinu in the bracha of Hashiveinu. Specifically, Rashi is saying Marich on those words of Haroitze B'Shuva. Meaning we need to, when we say these last words, closing words of the bracha, start to think, rejoice in the fact that Hashem has revealed pathways of tshuva to us. And He wants that. It's the only bracha we ever say Hashem wants something. It's interesting that Rashi says in Baal Tshuva Hu, if he is a Baal Tshuva, then Marich Baruch B'Shuva. Meaning that a person is aware of their actions and in a certain way they're brokenhearted. And therefore realizing and being marich and harotze b'shuva is to understand, yeah, Hashem wants this. Hashem wants me to do tshuva. That also, in a way, heals the broken heart of the person that's seeking to do tshuva, because they understand that Hashem wants him and Hashem wants them back.